Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I hope you're ready to learn. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is small talk, and the title of today's show is Looking for Rob's Friend. Looking for Rob's Friend. When you lose something, how do you find it?
Well, I usually start where I remember that I lost it. Then I look all over. Sometimes I ask a friend to help me look for it if I can't find it on my own. Hi, everyone. I'm Katie. Thanks for joining us today.
Okay, friends, turn to the right page of your magazine and read along with Katie.
Taylor is still searching for Rob's guest. Toby is looking for Taylor, too.Alex gave Toby directions to the studio. He needs to hurry so they can start the interview. Taylor looks in the studio, but Toby isn't there either. So Taylor looks upstairs in the office. She finally finds him. Toby isn't lost anymore. They go downstairs for the interview.
It is not fun to lose something. It can make your whole day feel bad. I don't like to lose things.
But Peter, today we lost someone. Toby is lost. Yesterday our friends were looking for him because he has an interview with Rob.
That's right. Toby was lost. But you can lose other things too. Sometimes I lose my keys or my wallet.
Okay, everyone, right now it's time for us to learn today's key words. Here's our word lady, Christina.
Taylor 在帮忙找 Rob 的受访嘉宾 Toby. 仔细寻找或搜寻要用动词 search. She is searching for Toby. Alex 已经告诉 Toby 摄影棚在哪里了，所以他现在应该已经过去了。摄影棚是 studio.Toby is going to the studio now. 可是 Taylor 在摄影棚还是找不到 Toby. 他会不会在楼上的办公室呢? Upstairs 就是在楼上的意思。Maybe he is upstairs. 最后终于在楼上找到 Toby 了。副词最后终于就是 finally. She finally finds Toby. 所以他们就赶快下楼去。Toby 要接受采访咯。往楼下去或者是在楼下就是 downstairs. They go downstairs for the interview.
Taylor, here you are. I'm so glad. Rob's guest is here. And he's looking for you.
I know. I'm still searching for him, too.
I think he got lost. He couldn't find the studio.So he tried to find you.
Did you tell him how to find the studio?
Yes, he's going to the studio now.
Good. He needs to hurry. Rob is waiting.
Sometimes things can get busy here at the studio.People have many things to do in different places. Many people come for interviews. Sometimes those people get lost.
Yes, and it does seem like a busy day at the studio. Some people are worried about Toby getting to the interview. Taylor is still searching for him. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this phrase.
Taylor 一直在找 Toby, 他说 I'm still searching for him. Search 是今天的学习单字，它是仔细的寻找、搜寻的意思。常见的用法是 search for something, 配合的介系词是 for. 其实我们还学过一个片语也是找东西的意思，就是 look for something.这两个片语基本上是结构一样，也都是在找东西。它们的区别在于 look for 是四处找找看看，而 search for 则是仔细的查看、搜寻，所以在程度上不太一样。
This is a great phrase to know, friends. Search for is the same as look for. Can you think of a way to use this word? If you lose something, you search for it.
Earlier, Peter said that he loses his keys. To find his keys, he has to search for them. Can you think of another way to use this word, Peter?
Sometimes we search for things on the internet. When you need to know more about something, next time you need to find something, you search for it on the internet.
Great! Now let's learn about the word studio. What is that?
Oh, the studio is this place. You hear studio classroom all the time. A studio is a place where TV is made. We make shows in the studio. Rob has interviews at the studio too.
That's right. This whole building is the LTE TV station. But this place we are right now is the studio.
Toby got lost at the station somewhere, but now he's going to the studio. I know everyone will be glad once they find him.
Yes, we will all be glad. And glad is another word for when you feel happy. But Toby really needs to hurry.
Hurry? Yes, he does need to hurry. That means to go fast. If you are late or have things that need to get done right now, you hurry.
Toby needs to hurry because Rob is waiting for him. They need to start the interview. And right now, we need to hurry because it's time for us to go to Conversation B.
Did you find Toby?
Isn't he here? We need to start the interview.
He isn't here yet. So you didn't see him?
No, I keep missing him. But Alex saw him, and he is on his way here.
I hope so. Maybe he's lost. Does he know how to find the studio?
Alex gave him directions, but maybe he's still upstairs. I'll go look.
Peter, I can't believe that they still can't find Toby.
I know. Taylor keeps missing him. Friends, do you remember what this word missing means?
Taylor is searching for Toby. She almost finds him, but something happens so they don't find each other. And that's when she misses him. Peter, do you know another way to use this word?
Sure. Maybe you live far away from your family. When you feel sad because you are not near them, you miss them. You can say this to someone when you are talking on the phone that is far away.
That's right, but Taylor keeps missing Toby because they are never in the same place.
Where is Toby? Where is Toby? We need to find Toby.
Oh, Peter, calm down. Don't worry. They are going to find Toby. You need to calm down, and we need to go to Rebecca to learn some more about this grammar point.
Here's today's grammar point. We need to verb. For example, we need to do our homework. Or we need to leave early, so don't forget to use it.
We all have things that we need to do, but when you think about all the things that we need to do, it can make you worry too much.
That's true. So please, friends, don't worry too much when you practice using this phrase. I think our friends are still worried about finding Toby, though. Where is he?
They think he's upstairs. Upstairs is the place in an apartment or house or most buildings. If they are above you, you can use upstairs as the place.
And to get to the next floor of a building, you go up the stairs. But like Peter said, the place is called upstairs.
That's right. Friends, we know Alex gave Toby directions to get to the studio. What does it mean to give someone directions?
When you do that, you tell someone how to get to a place. Maybe you're lost. You can ask someone for directions, and then you know how to get somewhere.
That's right. But now it's time to take a break. We'll be back after this. I do not know what I am going to do if we don't find Toby. People have been searching for Toby. People have been missing Toby.
I know. Is Toby upstairs? We all know that Rob is waiting for him. And many people are worried because they need to have this interview. What will happen? Let's find out in Conversation C.
There you are, Toby. I finally found you.
Taylor, I'm so glad to see you. I'm so sorry. I kept getting lost.
That's okay. Finding your way to new places can be hard.
Yes, but you found me now. We should start the interview.
I agree. Let's go downstairs to the studio. This time, we won't get lost.
Friends, did the moment come? What happened? I was so worried about Toby. I thought we couldn't find him. What happened? I was not watching.
Peter, we found Toby.
We found Toby? We found Toby! I can finally rest. I don't need to worry anymore.
That's right. Like Taylor says, we finally found Toby. And that is today's calendar phrase.
I finally found you.
I finally found you.
我终于找到你.
Hi, are you looking for me?
There you are. I finally found you.
I heard you wanted to talk to me.
Yes, I finally found you.
So, here I am.
I'm so happy. I finally found you.
Actually, I found you.
Oh, right.
I finally found you.
I finally found you.
我终于找到你.
Wow, I am so glad they finally found Toby. When you are worrying and worrying for so long, it feels great when you can stop worrying.
I think we are all glad that he made it to the interview. Now, Rob can interview him.
Yes, but how did he get lost? This is a TV station. It's not that hard.
Well, finding your way to new places can be hard. Let's go to Christina to learn some more about that sentence.
Taylor 说当人刚到一个新的地方时找路可能是困难的事。Finding your way to new places can be hard. 这个句子前面的动名词片语 finding your way to new places 是整句的主词。而整句的句型基本上就是 something can be hard。这样子看这个句子就容易多了。另外我们来学这个说法 find one's way to some place。所以当你要去陌生的地方就可以说 can you find your way to the train station? 你知道要怎么去火车站吗？或者你搬家后第一天要找路去新的学校上课就说 I hope I can find my way to the school。
We talked about finding your way earlier. When you are lost, you can't find your way. And when you're in a new place, it is hard to find your way.
Or you could say that it's easy to get lost when you go to a new place. Has this happened to you, friends?
When Taylor found Toby, they were upstairs. So where did they go to get to the interview? They went downstairs. That's an easy word to learn.
Yeah, we just learned the word upstairs. And so the other place is downstairs. And this time, Taylor and Toby are together, so they won't get lost.
I think we learned a lot today. If you are lost, you need to find your way, just like Toby did. Next time you go to new places, if you have a hard time finding your way, please, please just ask for help.
Okay, Peter, I think that you've made your point. I don't think that Toby will get lost like that again.
I think so, too. All right, everyone. Let's go learn our key words and review them together.
Here's the first key word. Search. Search. I'm searching for my money.
Studio. Studio. Rob works in the studio.
Upstairs. Upstairs. Look upstairs on the second floor.
Finally. Finally. Christmas is finally here.
Downstairs. Downstairs. Walk downstairs to the kitchen. All right, everyone. Those were all the key words that we learned together today. Make sure that you keep practicing them after the show. Right now, though, we want to review today's conversations.
Taylor, here you are. I'm so glad. Rob's guest is here, and he's looking for you.
I know. I'm still searching for him, too.
I think he got lost. He couldn't find the studio, so he tried to find you.
Did you tell him how to find the studio?
Yes, he's going to the studio now.
Good. He needs to hurry. Rob is waiting.
Did you find Toby?
Isn't he here? We need to start the interview.
He isn't here yet. So you didn't see him?
No, I keep missing him. But Alex saw him, and he is on his way here.
I hope so. Maybe he's lost. Does he know how to find the studio?
Alex gave him directions, but maybe he's still upstairs. I'll go look. There you are, Toby. I finally found you.
Taylor, I'm so glad to see you. I'm so sorry. I kept getting lost.
That's okay. Finding your way to new places can be hard.
Yes, but you found me now. We should start the interview.
I agree. Let's go downstairs to the studio. This time, we won't get lost.
Ginger, did you find Little Monkey yet?
No, I'm still searching. Little Monkey, where are you?
Oh, did you look in the studio?
Yes, but she isn't there.
Hmm. Did you look upstairs?
Yes, but she isn't there.
Hmm. Did you look downstairs?
Yes, but she isn't there either.
Hmm. Hey, what's in this basket?
My bananas.
Did you look in the basket?
No.
Well, let's take a look. Hey, little monkey's in the basket.
What's she doing in the basket of bananas?
Eating.
Oh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about keeping children safe. And here to answer our questions is Officer Law.
Hi, Robert. Spread your arms, please. He's safe.
Welcome to the show, Officer Law. Officer Law, you are a police officer.
That is right. My job is to keep people safe.
Wonderful. Then maybe you can give us some tips. I have a question here from Rachel Sawatsky of Manton, Michigan. Rachel writes, my husband and I have 4 young children. I am always afraid one of them might get lost when we are out. What are some things I can do to keep my children safe?
That is a great question, Rachel. Many parents worry about this.
Are there things parents can do to keep their children safe in public?
Sure. First, dress children in bright, colorful clothing.
So it's easy to see them in a crowd?
That's right. Also, take a photo of your child with your cell phone. Then, if they get lost, you can show people what they look like and what they're wearing.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Also, make sure children carry some kind of ID at all times.
What about emergency information?
Yeah. Give each child a card with important information on it. The card should have your address, your cell phone, and your name on it.
Those are important. If they get lost, should children walk around looking for you?
No! Teach your children to find the first mom they see. Ask the mom for help.
Those are good tips. Thanks for helping us today, Officer Law. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See you all next time on Question Time.
Thank you for joining us today. I am so glad we finally found Toby. And I would feel bad if we didn't find him.
Oh, Peter, he was close to the studio. Where do you think he could get lost?
If anyone can get lost, I think it is Toby. When he is upstairs, people are looking for him downstairs. When he is downstairs, people are searching for him upstairs.
You're right, Peter. Well, everyone, that's the end of this lesson. But tomorrow, we'll have a new lesson for you here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.